Welcome to The Harvest, Atlanta's home for information and inspiration for living your season of life with grace. Brought to you by Senior Provisions, your resource for true solutions in senior care. From life planning to home care to assisted living, Senior Provisions is your trusted resource in navigating the harvest season of your life. Now, here's your hosts, Hans and Amy.
Good morning.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to The Harvest.
We're so glad you're able to join us today. Today, we are going to talk about the caregiver.
The caregiver. Oh, my goodness. I was so excited to get to this topic because caregiving, support, and those sweet caregivers out there that are just working tirelessly, I can't wait to talk a little bit about them today. So, I am Amy.
And I am Hans.
And we are the founders of Senior Provisions. And Senior Provisions is a senior care advisement company here in Greater Atlanta and the entire Southeast. We have a team of amazing advisors that come alongside families and really help them navigate through different senior care options. And The Harvest is really our ministry of information and inspiration to answer those questions that are out there about senior care. And we are just so blessed to be here and just pray that this, everything that we say today, everything that we discuss, blesses someone and honors God the Father. So thank you for being here.
Well, we are extremely busy.
Yes.
This is a very busy time of year.
Yes.
Those of you with kids, we got to transition right into summer.
Yeah. Yes. This is the one of the busiest times. We've got end of school. Mm-hmm. We've got beginning of summer, and we've got a lot going on. And I think about those caregivers. I think about that sandwich generation,
mm-hmm.
and it never is as more prominent during this time of the year. Because whether it is high school graduation, college graduation, grandchildren, high schoolers that are graduating, preschool graduations, this is senior care never stops. I say right. Senior care is 24/7.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not unusual at all to have, a transition into senior care or trying to implement home care at home. Or at, we got a call this morning, could you recommend a hospice company? Mm-hmm. And literally, he was hoping that they could come out today because he's heading to the beach
mm-hmm.
on a family vacation. And, life just does not look at the calendar, does it?
Right, right. When you think of all the plans that are laid in place for summer vacation and summer break for schools, especially younger kids. I mean, your work life is not changing from May to June, but yet all that you're balancing has dramatically changed. And now you have kids that, if they're very young, that now have to have oversight, supervision, a nanny.
Yep.
And
absolutely.
That's turned your schedule upside down.
Well, caregiving in itself is a balancing act.
Mm-hmm.
It's a balancing act of caregiving for yourself, balancing your schedule, balancing all of the caregiving tasks at hand. So I really kind of want to just stay there for a moment. I want to talk about who is a caregiver,
right?
And what kind of caregivers do we interact with? Because I know there's a lot of caregivers that are listening right now,
mm-hmm.
and I want to make sure that we acknowledge them. And so let's start with, what is a caregiver?
Fire away.
Well,
I think we all have an idea of what a caregiver is in any season. If you're a new mom, new father, taking care of that infant is an amazing act of caregiving, and it's such a gift to walk that season through. And see a child growing, developing, and how much of a care need there is there.
Okay. There's some physical needs that mm-hmm. need to be met. So when you're caregiving for someone who needs care, you're meeting their physical needs.
Right.
So we'll start there. You're also meeting some of their transportation needs,
mm-hmm.
Their nutritional needs. making sure they get to the doctor in time and on time and the right doctors. So also addressing some of their medical needs,
right?
Financial, bill paying, and errands and insurance claims and all of those things. So that mm-hmm. we haven't even touched upon social needs mm-hmm. and spiritual needs,
right?
Which unfortunately, when you are caregiving, you're doing a lot of the hands-on task, and the social and the spiritual are usually the ones that kind of take least of the less of the priority.
Right, right. One, you also got to put it back in the context of parenting is a very easy comparison. You know, that's a planned event in most cases. So you plan for that child, and you have a model in place in mind that you've experienced as a child, perhaps, and all that kind of has a flow to it and anticipation to it.
Yeah.
But when we're talking about caring for another in later life, there isn't that model, that anticipation, that planning that has often taken place beforehand, where you know next week, Mom's going to break her hip and everything's going to change.
Oh, wait. So you're saying you could get a phone call tomorrow and become a caregiver and you didn't plan that?
That's too often the case.
Yeah, that really is. Okay, so there's different kinds of caregivers. We interact with a lot of different folks caring for folks, for their loved ones. We often see the married couple, so a spouse caring mm-hmm. for the spouse. We often see the child caring for the parent. So we have adult child mm-hmm. caring for the parent. I see siblings. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe mom and dad have passed away. Maybe they are in a care environment. And so you have a sibling who's in their 60s or 70s who has a stroke. Mm-hmm. And so it's up for the little brother or the little sister to suddenly help take care of that sibling. Then we have a large group out there of mm-hmm. folks that don't have really an immediate person in their life. So they rely on neighbors,
right?
Friends, mm-hmm. A lot church, of church.
Church family.
Church family. We see it at our home church.
We are blessed with a great example of the church coming together in care of those widows and widowers in life, and really stand alongside them, come alongside and nurture them through these difficult times.
So that enormous task of caregiving for another individual, I'm going to share this with everyone listening. So it's 24/7. Mm-hmm. So break that down in shifts.
Right. Cause we often have to do that to kind of paint the picture of home care for someone. So in a home care environment with 24 hours of care, you are talking about 3 shifts of trained professionals.
So 3 8-hour shifts. Now, it's the same in the assisted livings as well.
True.
So they have 3 shifts, 8 hours. So that caregiver works for 8 hours and then what? Goes home.
Mm-hmm.
To what? Rest. Mm-hmm. To rest their weary body. And then we have caregivers that are family members, loved ones, siblings, spouses that are attempting to do that 24/7.
And many of them are also trying to work a full-time job.
And many of them are trying to work a full-time job. I think the average is, 40 hours of caregiving a week?
Mm-hmm.
And that's a full-time job.
Right.
That is in itself a full-time job. So I'm thinking about how just something to give them. A scripture, something from God's word to encourage them. And I'm thinking about Matthew. Do you mm-hmm. know which one I'm thinking of?
Matthew 11.
Matthew 11.
28 through 30.
Would you read that for us?
Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle, humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
Wow. That's a great promise.
Mm-hmm.
That we can turn to him
right.
through all these this enormous task of caregiving. And lean on him. He knows what we're trying to do. We're trying to honor our parents. We're trying to honor our wedding vows.
Mm-hmm.
I never underestimate and undermine that caregiver. I have daughters that say, oh, I'm being a little picky. I'm being a little fussy, you know. And I say, you know what? It's okay, because this is the most important. Your mother is the most important person in your life. Mm-hmm. You're her advocate and she needs you. So mm-hmm. don't ever make an excuse for being over the top right. as a caregiver. So I was going to tell you, this is what I often will tell to caregivers. 24/7, no rest. I say to them, it is like thinking that you can fly. Taking on the task of caregiving another mm-hmm. human being is like taking on flying. And it sounds wonderful. I mean, who doesn't want to fly through the air and through the clouds? That's awesome. I think I've had a few dreams like that.
Yes.
It's all great until you step off that branch. Mm-hmm. You step off the branch and you realize, who is he not created for this?
Right. Reminds me of a great book, Stepping Out of the Boat, that talks about Paul and really focuses in on that moment of trust.
That's a good book, too. Well, I think it's a good time to take a break. When we come back, we're going to continue to talk about and spotlight our caregivers, and we're going to talk about burnout and some strategies for relieving that stress. So come on back.
My dad grew up during the Depression, served his country, worked hard, and always took care of us. Now he needs care, and I can't do it alone. I made the mistake of looking online for help. Suddenly, my inbox was full, and my phone was ringing off the hook with salespeople. I even spoke with a nice young girl who clearly knew as little about senior care as I did. She was already setting up tours to see facilities before she knew anything about my dad. To make things worse, his private information was shared with everyone. After hearing my nightmare, a neighbor told me to call Senior Provisions.
Senior Provisions believes that you and your dad deserve better. Our experienced advisors will spend the time to understand your needs and provide true solutions while protecting your privacy. Now that is true advocacy. We are Senior Provisions, helping Georgia families find senior care. This is too important to trust to just anyone. Call us today, 888-979-TRUE, 888-979-8783.
Welcome back. We left you on a little bit of a cliff with that break we took. We were talking about flying and stepping out of the boat and caregiver stress and anxiety, and we have to get into that a little bit more. I think to really start to talk about the tools to employ.
I think so. I think we see it. We see the burnout, the stress. You know, sometimes you can put it in a nice package and call it family dynamics, but it comes down to we have people stretched as far as they possibly mm-hmm. can stretch, and they're really at a breaking point. We see caregivers that have put off their own medical treatment. Like, you know, I've waited to have the surgery because mm-hmm. I can't, you know, I have no one to take care of dad.
Right.
Headaches, back strain. I mean, just the physical impact, sleep disruptions.
Mm-hmm.
I have a wife who was almost delirious because her husband, who has Parkinson's mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. Related dementia. And so he slept all day. Mm-hmm. It was great. She got a lot done. She got meals prepared, laundry done, sheets changed, everything. But guess who woke up about 9 o'clock at night and was ready to take on the day? Her
right.
husband.
Right.
She is exhausted. And then she's on the night watch.
Mm-hmm.
And so that kind of mixing up of the days and the depression that is so prevalent in caregiving, mm-hmm. Anxiety. We say sometimes folks that are caring for someone with Alzheimer's, I mean, they're at a greater risk of passing away from caregiving,
right,
than their loved one from the actual disease process.
Mm-hmm. And we've had personal friends, very close friends and family members that the healthy one was doing the caregiving. And through that stress, they were the ones that passed away before.
Absolutely. A couple of weeks, we had a wife that finally just threw up her hands.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, I realized that something needed to change when I was driving my husband with dementia. My older mother in her 90s was in the back seat, and I believed I was having a stroke.
Wow.
And I drove myself to the hospital.
My goodness.
Yeah. Nothing could, I think, could illustrate more profoundly putting yourself last. So, you know, between the financial impact, let's talk about the financial impact of caregiving.
Mm-hmm.
So job loss.
Job loss or performance leading to job loss.
Yeah.
I mean, that doesn't happen overnight, and you're able to walk along that on that treadmill for just so long, and that life transition happens.
Yeah.
And
giving financially every month. We have a lot of, you know, care is expensive. We're going to talk about that. But care is very expensive. And mom and dad, you know, if they didn't plan financially for it, mm-hmm. you got to make sure that that rent check or the home care company is paid.
Right.
So that mom gets the care that she needs.
Well, I want to get to one thing that I often hear said by our team, by you, and it's a very powerful truth. We talked about it before. That these sayings, these phrases we hear from our spouses that we help, that they made a promise and they have an obligation, they have a duty. They said it in their wedding vows during their marriage.
Yeah.
And they have a very clear understanding as to what that meant to them. And I think you all do a great job of redefining what that is, and helping them have some peace and some clarity about what this season could look like and how they're still a part of it.
Okay. So what am I always preaching about? There are no super caregivers. You cannot be a superwoman. I'm thinking about going like way back, what about 16 years? 16 years ago, we had our first child.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I was, you know, new mom, never done this. Had my plan.
Oh, yeah.
Had my beautiful laid out plan.
Mm-hmm.
And about 36 hours later into labor, that plan changed.
Yes, 36 hours. I was there.
You left for a short time, went home, fed the cat.
Yes.
Yes, because I was worried about the cats getting fed. So
I might have taken a nap.
No, I think you did take a nap. But I distinctly remember, like, my plan was to just be as natural as possible.
Yep.
I wanted, you know, our son to come into this world just unimpeded and organically have the music on, everything.
Yeah.
So the midwife came in, mm-hmm. and there was a little short window of time when the anesthesiologist was going to come by,
yep.
to visit me.
Mm-hmm.
And she said to me, there are no heroes in childbirth. There is a healthy mom and there is a healthy baby. And
now there's some clarity.
Yes. Yes. And I'm going to relate that back to caregiving here. So there are no superheroes. The goal is a healthy loved one who's mm-hmm. cared for. That's the goal, right? I'm going to honor mom. I'm going to honor dad. I made these wedding vows. I'm going to stay by. But we're forgetting that the other side of the coin is a healthy caregiver.
Mm-hmm.
And you are not honoring God if you are out of balance. And that I say that all the time. He ordained rest and he ordained balance.
Mm-hmm.
And so let's talk about some of those strategies that we can give some caregivers. So as I always say, if you got a piece of paper, if you don't, if you're driving, you're listening to this, wherever you are. Podcasting. Yes. That's the, I'm going to go over some simple ways to help relieve that caregiver stress. So why don't you talk about the first one on our list?
Yeah, caregiver support groups. We facilitate some of these in the community. We definitely participate in an enormous amount of them throughout the community. It's a great opportunity for those that are in the throes of caregiver stress to come and feel the love and compassion and shared burden that those that are walking through that season are alongside them. And there are often great resources. I know that we provide amazing resources and information and encouragement when we have the opportunity to speak to these groups. We know what their days look like firsthand. And there's just...
It helps to know that you're not alone, doesn't it?
Exactly.
Yeah. I that's what I really feel like is, oh, I've been there. I've messed that up. you feel a little better about yourself. Sometimes it's just sitting there and maybe just, you know, crying with each other.
Right. Well, I think about those same caregiver support groups that show up every month, that come every month to participate. And there's a packed house 1 month, and then there's that one or two that come the next time. And God is so good at those moments when it's just the one or two, and there's a very specific reason why they're there in that moment.
Those God moments, those God appointments, I love them. Mm-hmm. So we'd be amiss if we didn't talk about kind of some of the basics too. So eating healthy,
yep.
Exercise, and then I hear, yeah.
Right.
I am 24/7. I don't have time to eat right, eat healthy, exercise. So a great thing is, and I'm just going to give you a couple of ideas, is, you know, take one day a week and pack up a bunch of healthy snacks. Make sure you've got waters in the refrigerator. Grab two nuts and cut up fruit, mm-hmm. things that you can eat as you are caregiving. I said this the other day and you kind of laughed at me, but the exercise part of it, you know, if you have a loved one that can get out of the house, yep. go for a walk with them. Mm-hmm. There is no better exercise than pushing a wheelchair up a hill. Okay. And then the other one that you laughed at me about.
Yes. This is what I thought you
okay.
were going to say the first time.
Put on some music.
Yes.
And dance. If your loved one is at home, put on some great music. Okay, so number one, music therapy. Powerful, awesome. Right. That will enrich their life and their day.
Most definitely.
And, you know, shake your booty, as yeah. they say. Shake your booty.
As you just said, yes.
Absolutely. So, and then I'm gonna say this other one. Accept help.
Mm.
That is a really hard thing to do, but just accepting help, knowing where you can find help, first of all, you know, and you can find a lot of resources at the support groups. You can find a lot of resources online, but knowing a trusted advisor, which is the role that God has blessed us to be for mm-hmm. many families, mm-hmm. Finding the home care that you need, finding a congregational respite program.
Right.
There's so many great resources out there to help relieve mm-hmm. And take on some of that caregiving. And I always say this to caregivers, you may not be the hands-on caregiver anymore, but you are not abdicating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, another big word for you.
Thank you. Abdicating. I know, and you're the one who usually has all the big words.
I'm trying to restrain myself.
But accepting the help, knowing that God is placing those resources in your life as a blessing to you. Well, I'm so glad that we were able to share a lot. I think we should end on caregiving with this scripture. And it's from John 14. I'm leaving you with a gift, peace of mind and heart. And the peace that Jesus gives us is the gift that the world cannot give. And he said, don't be troubled or afraid. I love that.
Mm. Very good words. To end on.
Well, we are so glad that you all were able to join us today, and we were able to spotlight our caregivers, and we are going to be talking on our next show about levels of care, answering questions, as always, about senior care. We're going to end with our foundational scripture, Philippians 4:19. My God will supply all your needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. And there is no better provision than Christ Jesus himself. We are just so happy to have you here today. God bless you and have a great week.